But it doesn't mean that we have to teach even like the whole thing. It can be something that we pull those little pieces out that we really want to make stand out to the kids.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. It's a Friday, but if you're used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes, you are certainly in for a treat. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast in partnership with The Achievery. Just like on Tuesdays, these bonus episodes are designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. If we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the links and resources from today's episode. You'll also find a link in the summary or description of wherever you're listening to this podcast. This episode is sponsored by All for Ed's Future Ready Schools. Future Ready Schools is partnering with AT&T to share The Achievery, a free digital learning platform created by AT&T. Create your free account today at futureready.link/burns. That's futureready.link/burns, and start exploring all of the fantastic free resources they have for educators to customize for their students. Today's episode is titled Designing Engaging Lessons for Students, a bonus episode with The Achievery. And I talk with Shannon Miller, an educator and librarian who I've known for almost a decade. Shannon shares some fantastic tips for customizing lessons you find online, and we talk about the totally free platform full of great lessons and video resources for students called The Achievery. You might remember it from a post I did on the blog earlier this month. So I can't wait to talk to Shannon about this and all of her tips for designing engaging lessons for students. Let's dive into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast, Shannon. I am so excited to chat with you about ways that we can design engaging lessons for students, finding really great resources. But before we jump into all of that, can you share a bit with listeners about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Hi, Monica. It's so good to be here with you today. And I am actually a district teacher librarian at Van Meter Community School in Van Meter, Iowa. So I work with the kids in the library, but I also work with our teachers and our students in their classroom through collaboration and co-teaching and helping with all the things that we do. Wear a lot of hats as librarians, and so really busy at my school. And I work with all the kids in preschool to 12th grade, and so I'm super lucky to do that too.
And so with your perspective and seeing all the different grade levels of students and what students need and are interested and excited in, I'm really pumped for today's topic because we know that designing engaging lessons for students is so important at all grade levels. And how can educators make sure their lessons are relevant and engaging for students?
Well, I think one of the biggest thing is to really look at, and my role is to really look at what we want to accomplish. All the great things that are out there for our kids, because there are so many things that really make the curriculum that we have to teach so much more exciting, engaging, and kind of that learning come to life. And through collaboration that I do with the teachers, you know, that's one big thing that I do as a librarian is come in and pull from these resources that we also have to. If it is either, you know, accompanying that, or maybe it's something that is really highlighting a part of the lesson. And so it's great to have these things that we can kind of put in with the curriculum we already have to, again, really make that learning come to life.
And just like you said, putting it in with the curriculum you already have, what's on your to-do list, which you know is important for students at a particular time of the year in the particular order. Within a course content that you're developing. So if teachers do find a great standards aligned lesson online, how can they customize it for their students?
Well, one thing that, you know, we do at my school is, you know, really look at, maybe if we find something online, is to look at how it fits into what we're doing and then pull up the pieces either that we have already taught, maybe we have to reteach them again, or maybe they, you know, are something that we can even kick the lesson off with too. But it doesn't mean that we have to teach, you know, even like the whole thing. It can be something that we pull those little pieces out that we really want to, you know, make, I think, stand out to the kids. Maybe we want to, you know, reteach something, or like I said, even just kick off the lesson. And so I think that's the neat thing about being able to find things online is it doesn't mean we have to do the whole thing. We can use that to really make our teaching and, of course, the learning of our kids even better and more exciting.
That's such a great point, because especially if we're searching for supplemental resources, we don't have to teach that with fidelity, right? Like, we don't have to do every little bit in order to make the most of that resource. There might just be some gems in there, some little things that we know are going to resonate. Or like you mentioned, we might have already taught something that is very similar and now we are expanding upon it. So I think that when teachers are finding good things online, there's just so many ways they can make it work, or they can customize it for their students. And, you know, in addition to state or content area standards, many educators look toward ISTE standards to guide their teaching. I've had lots of ISTE authors on the podcast. ISTE comes up often in conversations here. Can you tell us a bit about the ISTE standards and why teachers might keep this in mind when looking for resources to share with their students?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we use the ISTE standards, and that's one thing I always have like in my backpack when I'm going and pulling something out, if I'm collaborating with a teacher or even planning my own lessons. And the ISTE standards, the great thing is, you know, I think not only pointing to that technology that we're using, but pointing to how we want our kids to be collaborative, how we want them to be creative and innovative, how we want them to communicate and even connect to, like, you know, not only things within our school, but even globally. And we look at those, those are the kids that we're teaching. You know, those are our digital explorers that we have, and our kids that how we really want to open up, you know, not only what we're doing within our school and our classrooms, but also throughout the world. And I think that that's something that I love about the ISTE standards, is that we can really think globally and what can we bring to our kids in that sense too.
Yeah, just that idea that there's so many avenues to consider inside of the ISTE standards, and that global collaborators, right, that collaboration component is one that I think is really a standout, because there is a lot students can do, especially with the access to technology they may have, to connect, to share, to learn about students in other parts of the world. And, you know, as we're talking about designing engaging lessons today, searching for high quality resources, I know I'm always looking for free resources for teachers that fit into that high quality category. So I was super excited to check out the Achievery and share it on the blog earlier this year. And I'm curious as to what have you seen in the field as teachers use these resources, particularly the quick movie clips and the short videos?
Yeah, I love the Achievery for, you know, being able to find whatever we're looking for in whatever category. If it's looking for a lesson in your social emotional learning, if it's sitting down and finding something in digital literacy or math, you can support that learning in every subject within the Achievery through the little videos and great lessons and just the topics that they have. And I think that that's something that, you know, our kids, they love video. Well, we all do, right? That's what really hooks them. And so not only finding like those great little clips and the lessons that go along with it, but also some of the characters or like Warner Brothers or Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is something that they've seen like in Girls Who Code or code.org. I love that those tie-ins with that content too. And the thing that I think is also really neat about the Achievery is that it's something that can, you know, maybe you want to reteach a part of your, you know, something in your curriculum, or maybe you're kicking something off. These lessons and these little video clips, they oftentimes don't take a lot of time, and we can use these to pull out and to make that learning, I think, even more fun. And there's something that can easily be worked into what we have to do within the classrooms, because the teachers are busy and there's a lot of things that they have to cover. And so I love this, because that is a really great way to partner up and with the Achievery some of these lessons, and just really help, I think, within the classroom, that the kids, you know, get so excited about what you're using too.
Yeah. And, you know, just all the different options. I think as I've been navigating the space and searching for things to share, I love how easy it is to go like category to category, to look for different characters from favorite places kids might consume content already. I just really love how quick it is, like you said, to search for something that might be that little bit, right, that excites students around a topic. And, you know, I know I highlighted a couple in my blog post from the Cartoon Network's Craig of the Creek, from the Lego Movie, from Scooby-Doo. Do you have any favorites that you've shown or shared, or ones that you like to point out to teachers when they're starting to search in this space for the first time?
Yes. I mean, I love the ones that you mentioned, of course, like anything with a character that they know, Scooby-Doo, Wonder Woman, those are all great. Of course, the ones that the code.org for, you know, us, and we just had Hour of Code back in December, and Scratch, like, it's nice because some of those even go along with what we're already teaching and learning. But then there's so many new things, like every time I log into the Achievery, I see something new. Like today, I saw that it said develop STEM skills with the MBA, and I can't wait to check that. And I knew that that partnership was coming up that they had with the MBA, but I love that they're always adding things and always working with like even more collaborators to be able to bring these things to all of us. And it's all free, and that's the great thing.
Yeah, and it's so funny you say that about the NBA resources, because I noticed that when I had gone in recently, that was something new that had popped up at the top. But I think one thing that I also appreciate when looking at a space, you know, the Achievery has so much different types of content to search through, is that you can find things that connect back to a core content area, something if you've maybe taught for a decade, you've taught, right, 10 years in a row, that has something that's really new and fresh. But then there are also resources even around topics like artificial intelligence or, right, AI and ethics, or something we might not have thought of teaching in the past 2 or 3 years. But now if we're feeling like we want to include it, it's a really great place for those kind of resources too. And so I know those are things that jumped out to me after kind of spending some time poking around and picking out a couple of favorites.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's something too, that even showing this at, like, I've been showing this to like at conferences and having conversations with teachers and librarians about this. And I think that's one thing that I have heard is, you know, even the little lessons like within digital literacy and like media literacy, like those are topics that if we see it, we're like, oh, that'd be a great thing to teach our kids. And maybe we didn't think about that and how we can support that. And so these lessons and the little video clips will do a great job of being able to support that too. You mentioned the AI, and I was excited about those because I think a lot of us are wondering like how we talk to our kids about that kind of technology or new things. And so this gives us kind of that, you know, little kind of guide on the side that will really help not only our kids, but also us learn about these things too.
Yeah, that's such a good point, especially for topics that we might think of as, you know, being a co-learner with students, or right? We are learning about for the first time and then sharing it with a group of kids. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the reasons some of those digital literacy pieces, right? The coding.org ones you mentioned, the AI lessons. I love how easy it is to do a keyword search on the platform. So that makes it really as straightforward and simple to find some great resources. So Shannon, can you tell us a bit more about the Achievery and how people can sign up and use this resource? It's free. I want to make sure they're able to get in and check it all out.
Yeah. And so we'll include a link. We'll have to include that link, Monica, in the notes.
You bet.
Where to go for the Achievery. But it, like we said, it is totally free. So when you go in, you can sign up. If you use Google, for example, just sign up with your Google and then you can get to all of these resources for free. This is one of my favorite things to share with my teachers and librarians all over, because every teacher can get there for free. The other thing I really like is you get probably, I would say once a month, maybe twice, a really great email from them that tells you new lessons. And I appreciate this because, you know, sometimes we get too many emails, maybe about some kind of thing that we sign up for, but the Achievery does a great job because they highlight things that are new. And so look for those because those are really helpful. And then one thing that I do is I look at them myself, but I might even send those on to, you know, maybe it's a certain teacher that would like to use that in their classroom, or it's something that we could use at our whole school that's coming up that we can celebrate that learning. And so once you do sign up, you'll be able to get kind of reminders that there are new things too. So I really like that the Achievery does that as well.
That's such a great point too, especially for listeners of this podcast who may be in a coaching role or might support other educators in their school community, just so they have a sense of what's new, what's going on. They could maybe forward or share or just have that in their back pocket if they're having a mentoring conversation with someone too. Yeah. So I love that you pointed that out because it's just a great way to spotlight a few different resources without feeling, you know, completely overwhelmed with what to do when you're in that space. So Shannon, this was so useful for educators who are thinking about standards aligned lessons, who are curious about the ISTE standards, who want to jump into a place like the Achievery and find some high quality, customizable content for their students. So where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about your work?
Yeah, you can find me online at Shannon M. Miller on X and Instagram. And then my blog is called The Library Voice. So it's just thelibraryvoice.com. And I write about things like the Achievery and things from the library and school and all kinds of different topics. And so I would love to have you follow me too. So thank you so much for having me today, Monica.
Oh, well, thank you so much for all of these actionable, great tips for listeners. It was so much fun chatting with Shannon today, learning about her work and her tips for customizing lessons for students and making sure things are engaging throughout the whole school year. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from today's episode. Look for standards-aligned resources. Use the bits and pieces your students need. Share engaging video resources with students. Remember, you can find the show notes and full list of resources from today's episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll find all of the ways to connect with the team at the Achievery. This episode is sponsored by All for Ed's Future Ready Schools. Future Ready Schools is partnering with AT&T to share the Achievery, a free digital learning platform created by AT&T. Create your free account today at futureready.link/burns. That's futureready.link/burns. And start exploring all of the fantastic free resources they have for educators to customize for their students. This March, we'll celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast.
To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.